The mayor was unveiling her budget address today, her budget for the city, and some of the details came out today. We've been following that in the news for you. Alderman Brian Hopkins is joining us now. That budget includes $2 billion in federal stimulus funding that I'm sure will go to good use. I think some of that breakdown came across today. Alderman Hopkins, how are you?
I'm doing good, Anna. Thanks for having me.
So what stands out to you today, after getting out of council, what's on your mind? What would we need to know that happened?
Yeah, I think you just nailed it. The top takeaway is the nearly $2 billion in federal assistance. You called it stimulus money. I suppose that's somewhat of an accurate term. It's technically American Recovery Plan, where we're supposed to be recovering from the financial devastation wrought by the pandemic. But one thing it really highlights is the fact that for years, if not decades, the federal government had within its purview and its power the ability to really help the cities of America. You know, cities like Chicago, we have struggled for so long. And the people who live in the urban pockets across the country are the ones who pay the most in federal taxes, and we're the ones who get back the least. So for once, finally, we're getting back at least our fair share, if not more. And it's making a huge difference in our ability to put the city back on sound financial footing and to address some of the long-term needs that we have. So that's really the good news, is that the federal government is stepping up and doing what it should have been doing all along.
I want to get into some of that in a second. One of the things I did notice this new budget calls for is boosting funding for police. Last year's budget did not. It cut officer positions. This year, it's doing the opposite. What was council's decision on this? We have crime as a major problem in the city. I think most people might identify that as problem number one. Where's it going to be spent? What can you tell us about the money going to cops?
Yeah, I think if you talk to all 50 aldermen, you might find some agreement that crime is the number one problem among all 50 of us, but you will certainly find vehement disagreement as to whether or not more police is the answer. This budget proposes to take our police funding from $1.7 billion to $1.9 billion, which is a fairly significant increase, and we'll have to see what the details are as far as how that's going to be spent. But clearly, in my opinion, we need more officers. Our response times are up significantly in the neighborhoods that I represent. If you call 911 on a busy Saturday night, at midnight or 1 a.m., your chances of getting anyone to respond in a timely manner are less than they ever have been, simply because we don't have enough patrol resources to respond to what's happening. You're seeing an increase in carjacking, an increase in armed robbery downtown. All of those things put a great strain on the patrol division and also the detectives who are charged with solving these crimes in the aftermath. We don't have enough police officers. We're probably short about 1,000 police officers right now on patrol, and it really shows up. It has a noticeable impact when the 911 response times start to increase. And we saw a dramatic example of how that plays out in real life with the attacks in River North a couple of minutes ago, where two individuals were beaten into unconsciousness over a period of about 6 to 7 minutes. 911 was called immediately, and there just weren't any officers nearby in busy River North when there should be a police car on every other block. It took them nearly 7 minutes to get there. And in that 7 minute period of time, those two victims were severely injured. Had we had sufficient patrol resources, we could have had police officers there within 60 seconds and possibly could have saved those two people from the severe injuries they had. So that's a real life connection to the figures that we see on paper on the budget to what's actually happening on our streets. And I know we're going to have an argument about it, but I believe we need more police funding and we need more police officers.
We played some scanner traffic Friday's show after you saw the Mexican Independence Day parade or the car parades that were unofficially going through the city. And most of the people were celebratory and it seemed very happy and that kind of thing. But you've noted, and a lot of people noted, they did shut down the roads and emergency vehicles couldn't get through. Those scanner traffic tapes revealed just that, people who were requesting calls for service who were in urgent need of that kind of assistance were not getting it. And you could hear the 911 operator telling people to stand by, to hold, can't get somebody to you yet. And it's a real problem. It's something I know you pointed out to your residents recently.
Yeah, it is. I mean, obviously, those are extreme circumstances, you know, with the car caravans and everything. You know, fortunately, we don't have that sort of thing happen every weekend. But we did cancel all days off. We tried to muster as many patrol officers, move as many resources downtown as we could. It still wasn't enough. We couldn't control the streets. In a situation that happened that night in my ward, I had three people shot near Clark and Division. It happened while the car caravans and the Independence Day celebration was going on, but it had nothing to do with them. There was no connection to the celebration. Yet we had all our resources tied up trying to deal with the traffic nightmare, trying to deal with the car caravans, and they couldn't respond to the shooting in a timely manner. So once again, being overwhelmed with the need by what's happening on the streets, and under-resourced in terms of policing, it played out once again in the real world, and it just has to stop. It has to stop. And I'm prepared to make this case. As I said, I know some of my colleagues disagree. They want to defund the police. They want to spend less on the police. That's not the world we live in today. We live in a world that calls for more police resources. And also, we're opening up a new training academy. What's going to happen inside the walls of that training academy is a key question right now. Once you pay for the bricks and mortar, you still have to pay for the training tools, you have to pay for the instructors, and you also have to pay to take the police officers off the street for a period of time, you know, a week or 3 days or whatever it's going to be, on an ongoing basis, because that's the purpose of this new training academy. It's to have continuing education. So police officers, during the course of their 10, 20, 30-year career, whatever it is, will continually go back to the academy and be retrained in all of the new techniques, you know, the things we're trying to change through the police reform measures, through the consent decree. That requires constant training of our police department, and that has a price tag. So we have to pay it. The alternative is to have an inadequately staffed and insufficiently trained police department, and that is not something I'm prepared to accept.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. You know, we should mention it isn't just police that is getting a budget boost. The mayor also mentioned reentry programs that include workforce training, a sweep of services for those trying to reenter society after getting out of jail or prison. There are violence interruption programs that are getting funding and all kinds of things there as well. I get it. Not everyone's on the same page here, but it does seem as if the mayor is trying to spread funds around. But she said, no question, we have to increase the police budget. That was part of what she said. Hey, just real quick correction here, Alderman Hopkins. You're freaking out some people. I think you said two people got beaten up in River North a few minutes ago. You meant a few weeks ago, right? It just you're talking about that incident.
Right. That was. I think it's been 3 weeks ago now.
Yeah.
I misspoke on the time frame. Yeah, that was the viral video. Most people have seen that. Yeah, that was on State Street.
Sure.
And I believe that was 3 weeks ago. But it did highlight the stretched out response time at that busy moment when we just couldn't get police officers on the scene as fast as we would have wanted to.
No doubt about it. And if that had been a family member or yourself, you would have wanted somebody to respond within a closer time frame than that, or shorter time frame than that, too. So it is a real issue. Thanks for keeping us updated, Alderman Hopkins. Always appreciate you doing that. I know it's a busy day.
Thanks, Anna. Appreciate being on.